Hello, Jules fans, and welcome back to Jules in the Blood Injury Time podcast. We are back for our first podcast of 2021, and as usual, we are joined by Boz.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah, you all right?
I'm very tired.
Yeah, you need a haircut as well. Your hair is mental.
Yeah, lockdown 4 or 5 or whatever bloody lockdown we're on now hasn't been kind to me this time round. My hair is getting...
Beard is looking good, though, I've got to admit. Yeah. He's looking nice and tidy.
Thanks for that. Just a shame about the hair. So, yeah. A lot of hat wearing. mind you, I saw Matt last week because I dropped
some of his Instagram pictures.
I dropped a book round and his hair is something else. A lot worse than mine. Which really needs to sort out now that he's big...
He's got the Alice band going now, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, yeah. I think he's wearing one when I went round there. But, I mean, really, he needs to sort his appearance out if he's going to start appearing on stuff like... You know, he's not a face for radio anymore, Mr. Talksport.
No.
He's now big time, the big cheese.
He's gone big time now. Like, I mean, that's basically global.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All them people around the world.
Yep.
I've seen him.
Yeah, I think he would have rather a little bit more time, wouldn't he? He didn't get very long.
No. But
Sky Sports coverage wasn't great, was it?
No, I turned it on at about 1:45, but I saw everyone on Twitter saying, oh, they're talking about the championship.
I think I texted you and said it's like, yeah, the title's Jules Lincoln, but they're talking about Norwich Swansea, I think it was.
Yeah. So, moving on to what's been happening from a Jules perspective since we last done a pod, it was just before Christmas. Had we played Rochdale by then?
I think so, because that was the one you didn't really see much of, did you?
Well, I didn't see any of it, really, did I?
No.
I sort of lost 10 minutes and saw Rochdale goal. So since then, it's been...
Up and down?
Up and down, typical Jules this season, really, hasn't it? So after that, we lost to Northampton, Plymouth, and then the worst one was to Burton,
yeah,
who were bottom of the league, just a point at Hasselbank.
Poor,
and it was the first time that... Would I say the majority? I'd say there was just quite a lot of people questioning whether Evans was the right man in charge at that point.
Yeah, I think so. It's not very often that we're favourites for a game, is it? And it's never a good thing when we are.
No, but
we were just really poor, weren't we? I mean, we'll get onto it in a little while, but Lincoln, we were decent and got beat, whereas Burton, we were just poor.
Yeah, it's just one of them games where we didn't really look like scoring, and it got back to that generous Jules again, because the last time that Burton had won away was at our ground in the February before.
Yeah.
And it's just, it wasn't good, and I must admit, I was one of them questioning.
Was it that day you done a poll in the Facebook group?
Yeah.
About when you'd get rid of Evans, and I voted quite early, and you were surprised because I said I'd keep him.
Yeah, because the rumour is that his contract's expiring in the summer, and I think my initial reaction after the game was, I'm not saying sack him now because I don't understand anyone saying that, because we've not got the money to get a decent replacement in. But, you know, if come the summer we're still churning out performances like we was at that point, because bearing in mind it had been a few in a row again, then it would have been one that I would have considered in the summer of just, you know, saying I think
regardless of what happens between now and the end of the season, I think he will go in the summer simply because of the money situation.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be in a position to probably offer him a similar deal to what he's on now.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a worry, and we might as well talk about the transfer window now, because on the last day we kept our big hitters. We kept Jordan Graham, Stuart O'Keefe, Bidsford, Tucker, Ogilvy.
Kyle Dempsey was the
main one from Championship clubs, allegedly.
We should say, we lost Joe Walsh in January.
We did lose Joe Walsh in January. But
A prospect, but realistically he wasn't going to be number one for us any time soon, was he, with Bonham?
No, and I was thinking about this the other day, because I spent my last hour of work yesterday watching Jack Bonham on Twitch playing Call of Duty randomly, and it saw out the last hour, and he actually texted Bonham at the, like, when he was playing, and they gave him a little bit of stick for saying he's gone too big time now that he's got his move. But no, I was thinking it was one of them that suits all parties, really, because like you say, he's not going to play for us because you can't see Bonham being displaced anytime soon. We get a fee for him. He carries his development on.
We know what Scally's like as well, don't we? There'll be add-ons with that. Whatever the fee is, it's rumoured, whether it's true or not, to be $500,000. I can see that being a little bit too much. But you know we'll get add-ons for appearances and sell-on clause and maybe uni-friendly out of it at the end of the season.
Yeah. But, no, wish him well. Like I said, it's a good move for him as well. And it's one of them where I haven't, you know, seen him too much for Jules to say, oh, yeah, he's an excellent keeper, but you wouldn't have teams like QPR signing him if he wasn't.
No.
Yeah, and just going back to what you're saying about Evans going, some of the names that we've mentioned that we have kept hold of, they're rumoured to only be contracted till the summer, and then if these Championship teams are still in for them, well, are they going to go to the Championship or are they going to stay with us?
I wonder how much of it will rely on Evans, because the likes of Graham, he's having his best form of his career, his most consistent run, you know, his best run of games and everything. If Evans goes, is he going to go, I've enjoyed it, but it's time to move on?
Yeah. But we'll just have to wait and see. You just, the frustration.
There's more, isn't there? We know Ogilvy's out of contract in the summer.
Yeah.
And Bonham is out of contract in the summer.
Yeah, see, it is a bit worrying that we're kind of in this situation.
We're not going to be the only club in this situation.
No, I know we're not, but, you know, Bonham, for me, is one of the best keepers in the league, not just because he plays for us, very rarely makes mistakes, made a handful this season in some games, but generally,
one of the Lincoln goals solid. Was a bit poor, wasn't it?
What one?
Was it the third one? Did he, like, get a hand to it and it crept over the line?
No, he got a hand to it, but he palmed it out to the side. And that, was it Hooper? Hopper?
Hopper
tapped it in. I don't think he'd done much about that, in fairness.
Mate, it makes you wonder about the money for Walsh, though. Like, if, depending on how much we got up front, why are we not offering the likes of Graham an extended deal? Why are we only signing Graham on a 1-year deal?
Well, I suppose you would say because of all the COVID crisis and clubs not wanting to offer longer term deals and maybe not being able to afford longer term deals either. I suppose that's the only thing.
It's a strange one
because
you see him on social media and he does love it, doesn't he? He seems to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
If Evans stayed, I think he probably would sign for another year. But so, in my opinion, Evans will go, and I think sadly we'll see the last of Graham.
Yeah, all to be decided in a few more months' time, but it's frustrating because although we haven't been great this year, we have been very inconsistent. It's just a shame that players like Kyle Dempsey, who, although we have been inconsistent, he's, you know, been one of the shining lights, we might not see at all, like, live, if he moves on. That's just a frustrating thing for me. But ones that we did get rid of in the transfer window, the majority of the loan signings all went back.
Did it up, Bar O'Connor?
Bar O'Connor, I mean, Coyle, the club still haven't officially announced that he's gone.
No, but they announced his squad number had gone, didn't they?
Yeah, so Ollie Lee's come in. The other lad from, is it O'Connor's teammate?
Yeah, Slattery.
Slattery, yeah, he's come in.
Decent, I think.
Yeah, I think them two.
They almost like cemented that midfield three, haven't they? Them two and them two.
Yeah, things have been a lot better since Ollie Lee and Slattery been in that midfield. Ollie Lee, brilliant player for me. It seems to do well for us as well.
It's just another one of them where it just seems like the only time he's been. Well, no, I won't say because he was good at Luton, but he just seems to enjoy it with us.
And then we've signed the lads from Bristol City on transfer deadline day.
Is it?
It was Morton, wasn't it?
Morton on deadline day, yeah. Cundy came in the beginning of January.
Yeah. And again, he looks solid in the games that we've seen so far. Because he was at Cambridge, wasn't he?
Yeah, him and Drysdale have done a swap. Yeah,
I think we definitely got a better deal there.
Yeah, you never really took to Drysdale, did you?
Nah, not at all. But
I kind of did at the beginning, but as time wore on, it just seemed to be a mistake.
Well, I didn't mind him when he played, because his first few games was in the CDM role, and I thought he'd done quite well there, in fairness. But it's when he was at centre-back that you just knew there was a mistake in him. And there was that game where he made the massive mistake where he just got totally caught out. He'd actually been having an all right game up until that point, but
was it Exeter in the cup?
Maybe, I can't remember.
It wasn't one we watched together, because I'm sure I saw it happen in seconds. You text me and were fuming.
Yeah, it might have been Exeter. No, I don't think it was Exeter. I think it was a different game. Well, I can't remember which one, but Jules, whoever's listening to this will probably know straight away what game I'm talking about. So after the disappointment of Burton, we then went on another run again where we was unbeaten in four, beating Accrington away, drawing 2-2 at home to Rochdale. That was the last minute John Akindo goal, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Beating Crewe 4-1, you missed that one, didn't you?
Yeah, you loved that. You and Matt were both really happy about that one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that is definitely up there with one of our best performances of the season, but massively helped by Crewe constantly giving us the ball, and it goes back to that possession argument again, because they dominate possession, but most of that possession was in their own half and wasn't causing us any trouble. Shut up, Google. And then after that, we followed that up with a decent draw away to Sunderland.
That was a minimum we deserved that day, wasn't it? We went mad, didn't we, when it ended?
Yeah.
Graham went through. We definitely deserved that game.
Yeah, definitely. I don't...
Sunderland fans did the Sunderland fans thing, didn't they, after the game? Didn't beat Gillingham, so manager's got to go. It's just what they do.
Yeah, well, wouldn't surprise me if they did sack another manager. They just seem to have a revolving door policy, same as Bristol Rovers at the moment, don't they?
They did take our two best players, though, so
they did. Right, best striker and
our best captain, who
has
been absolutely slated by their fans. They hate him, don't they?
Yeah, I've not seen too much. I saw that.
I've seen quite a bit. It reminds me of when Josh Wright went to Bradford, and at first they loved him, and then within a matter of weeks they were all going mad and wanting him out.
Yeah, I don't really know why, because he was solid enough for us last year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But you don't quite know the rhyme or reasons as to why he struggled, but it's obviously not just him. Because I think someone asked the other day, if he was offered them two. I think Matt replied to it, actually. I can't remember who asked it, but I saw that Matt replied it. If we was offered them two back, would you take them? I mean, I personally would still take Amar, but...
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'd take them both.
I wouldn't take Hanlon.
Yeah, Hanlon could still do a job out wide, him on one side, Graham on another.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it would be a different option up front to rather than just having the big man.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, you convinced me. Go on, I'll let you have that one. Yeah.
Yeah, Hanlon, I wasn't gutted when he left, but I was a bit thinking maybe we've missed out on one there, because Evans seemed to be working with him and he was improving, although the goals weren't always there. I thought he was like Evans' little project.
Yeah, I was so easily swayed then. I'm like, no, I won't have him.
Yeah,
no,
well, in your defence, it is like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
had a long day.
long drive, sinks broke.
Yeah, we've had a leak. Yeah. Towers are down.
Adult problems going on. And then the last game was live on Sky. Obviously, we lost because we was live on Sky.
Yeah.
I don't think you would begrudge Lincoln the win overall.
I just think they took their chances, didn't they? I mean, the penalty was a bit harsh.
A bit harsh. It was a joke.
Did you see Evans come out and say the refs apologised for that?
Yeah.
That's a strange one.
He's watched it back and then realised that he got it wrong. But
that says to me that Evans has berated him and scared the crap out of him, and he's thought, I can't be coming back here. I need to sort this out.
Well, he booked him, didn't he, in the game?
Yeah.
But, you know, he couldn't wait to book a few of our players, especially Ogilvy at the end. He bloody took great joy in getting that yellow.
Oh, he got cleaned out again, didn't he, Ogilvy?
Yeah.
It's just a weekly occurrence.
So
we were unlucky. I don't think it was not a 3-0 game.
No, definitely.
But I think, did we hit the post or the bar, didn't we? Oliver had a couple Kindo of good chances. The bars.
That was the closest we come. Dempsey stung the keeper's palms, and then from the resulting cross, Akindo's hit the underside of the bar. But I think Lincoln defended well, in all honesty. You can definitely see why they're top of the league.
They're probably going to go up, aren't they?
Yeah.
Quite a lot of Coventry
to go up as well, to be fair.
I just like it when it's a different name.
Yeah.
You know, I'm bored of seeing Rotherham and Barnsley swap leagues every season.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. And then we go away to the Valley tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Right now, I'll take a point, but I said that at Sunderland, and then after half an hour, I was thinking, we're going to win this.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I can't see us getting anything, so I would definitely take a point as well. Did you see that interview in the week as well that Evans gave about Charlton signing?
Oh, Stockley. I was on about him a couple of years ago to you and Matt, but he went off to Preston and hasn't really worked out for him. I'm not surprised he didn't come to us, because I imagine Charlton are paying a fair chunk of his wages.
Yeah. Right, so before we move on to the pod topic this week, are you looking forward? We've obviously done the last one at Christmas. Are you looking forward to the next big event this year?
The next big event?
Yeah, what's the next event in the calendar?
The Euros?
No. You know, you've got Christmas.
Yeah.
And then what's normally in February?
Oh, Valentine's.
No, Pancake Day. You're looking forward to that one, aren't you?
I'm looking forward to spending Valentine's with you.
I mean, I won't be here for the rest. Oh, no, I will be here.
Yeah, you will.
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be asleep anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be a good day, won't it?
Right. Anyway, moving on to the pod topic. And this was one that you came up with, yet you haven't really got any answers.
I liked the idea of it, but then I kind of thought, how many have I got?
So the topic was next big thing. And we put a few different kind of categories under that heading, which was favourite players who made it to the top. The players you predicted to reach to the top that didn't make it, and surprise players who reached the next level. So, shall we go through other people's comments first, and then we chime in, or have you got any that you want to throw into the mix straight away?
With ours, obviously, we've said it before, we've only been watching for like the last 20 years, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, when people mention the likes of Cascarino and things, you're probably right, but that's before our times.
Yeah. Is that all you was going to say? I thought you was going to...
Yeah, because anyone we're going to say is going to be quite recent.
Oh, yeah, I thought you was then going to like say a name, but... I'll say a name.
Yeah, go on.
I mean, I'm not sure if it's been... I think it was mentioned by someone else, but we'll go through comments in a minute. Surprise players who reached the next level, Marlon Romeo.
That surprised me, yeah, because no one would have seen that coming.
No, because normally when... We release a youth team player, which, you know, we frequently do, as do a lot of teams.
We never hear from them.
They go to, no offence, Ebbsfleet, Dartford, Faversham, etc. Romeo was signed by
Fulham National now as well.
And plays week in, week out, and I think he's...
He was linked to West Ham, I believe, last summer.
So, yeah, he's one that's done
there's
well.
There's a good chance he'll be up there at some point in the Premier League.
When you first mentioned the topic and we got chatting about a few different ones that we could have, I mean, favourite players who made it to the top, there's the obvious ones, Bradley Dack.
Would you argue that he hasn't made it yet? I mean, there's still time. Had it not been for the injuries, 100% he would have been up there by now.
Yeah, I mean, you could say it's...
I mean, it could happen this year. Blackburn are challenging for the playoffs.
Yeah, you could say the progress has stalled a bit just based on the injury, but I mean, he hasn't made it all the way to the top, but you know, I think the level he's playing at and the form that he was in...
Yeah, has he got better than us? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. But the form he was in as well, and he was having clubs sniff around him as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he'd definitely be up there for me. players.
Matt Jarvis,
yeah. That's the other one where you could see that he was going to, in my opinion, that's the first probably Jules
player. Not so much as in, like, we didn't think he was a finished product with us. It was just like, he's quick, he's scoring goals from out wide, the teams are going to take a chance on him.
Yeah.
And it paid off.
Yeah, definitely. No, he's one that you could definitely see going to the top as well.
Another one without the injuries. Like, I know he ended up with one England cap, but he could have gone on and got more had it not been for the injuries.
Yeah. Players predicted to the top that didn't make it. I said to you, Spiller.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we're looking at it through tinted glasses. We were still kids, weren't we?
Yeah.
But it was like a youngster coming through. He didn't score as many goals as I thought. You know, when you mentioned the other day, I looked back and it was only like 6 he got in his best season for us.
Yeah, I don't think he got much more in his whole time with us, and considering he plays as a striker for us
that was poor, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You were just begging for him to get one just for him.
But there's a few names mentioned from other people.
One jumps out in my head.
Go on then.
Luke Rooney.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, early days I thought this kid, like, we ain't gonna have him for very long. And then Di Canio got into him, didn't he? And you and me both listened to the Under the Kosh podcast.
Yeah, with Simon Ferry.
Yeah, right? I've re-listened to it at work the other night, and he talks about how Rooney's one of his good mates and they were constantly out, and he argued back with Di Canio a couple of times, didn't he, Rooney? Yeah. I mean, he had some balls on him.
And then he didn't play, though.
Yeah, when he ended up out in America, he's been in lower league teams, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's been around quite a bit.
I think he was in the same division as Sheppey. I believe
you're right, yeah. And then I think he moved up a level or two, didn't he?
I don't know. I remember definitely seeing his name. Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but that was in Sheppey's league. But that's seamless, that name, because the first Facebook comment is from Gary Myerscough, friend of the pod, yeah. Who said, the one who didn't make it, Luke Rooney, look, the dogs turned sour. And then with the favourite player, surprise player, he's gone for non-Jules players, which, okay, we accept. So favourite player to make it is Gerrard, local lad, won a Champions League.
Yeah, one of them players who, even if you're not a Liverpool fan, you kind of respect and want him to do well, yeah.
Well, I don't know. See, I don't think he always gets the respect that he does because of that slip. I think he's been tainted by that.
You know what, for me, it's not the slip. It's for the game before, the Palace game. Yeah. That's what does it for me. Vista's not slip. Next game, bang.
Oh, what, when they... Because they beat Man City, didn't they? And then...
I think they go to Palace and it didn't work, did it? They drew 2-2, I think.
3-3.
3-3.
That's 3-0 up and then Palace.
Yeah, mate, yeah, you're right there. He's one of them that, like I say, from afar, you want him to do well, but he'll always be remembered for that.
Yeah, which is gutting, really. Surprise players, Grant Holt, just looked a clogger in the King's pocket for Shrewsbury, did well in the Premier League.
Yeah, he did. He scored goals at every level, didn't he?
Yeah, good player, weren't he? Well,
been in the Royal Rumble as well.
Yeah, has he?
Yeah, not in a WWE one.
Oh.
But did you not listen to his podcast, Under the Kosh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a bit of a brief wrestling career.
Right, moving on from the wrestling podcast. Steve Barnes, another friend of the pod, and someone that we used to go to games with back in the day as well.
He got me my first Jules tickets, actually.
There you go. Who says, Matt Jarvis was my favourite player to make it to the top. Was such an exciting player to watch. Bradley Dack would be up there too if he can push on, which is what we've discussed already. He said there's a lot of hype around Noel in Bow and he never really made anything
of it.
That's a
good shout.
And Barnes also says that Dack could fall into that category if he can't push on past the Championship. And he says he thinks the only surprise was Gazzaniga was a whirlwind romance with Gilles, then a few years later he's playing in the Champions League with Spurs. Gazzaniga's a strange one for me as well, because whenever his name's mentioned, it's the Hereford game.
Yeah.
But...
He
saved a penalty, and it's like, yeah, he did save a penalty, fair enough, but he should have been sent off.
Yeah.
Like, for giving away that penalty, because it, at the times, the... what the laws were as well, for me it was a red card, So, yeah, it wasn't like he had a great game either, but...
I always thought he was like... There was always a mistake in him. Like, I know we got that early on with Holy.
Yeah.
But like, towards the end of Holy's time, he improved, I felt. Maybe that's because he had longer with us than Gazzaniga did. It kind of made sense why someone would come in for him, because it was a nice story for Gazzaniga, because it's a nice story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Lad from Argentina has come over. He's done all right. I mean, we were League 2 at the time, weren't we?
Yeah.
And he's gone from League 2 to Southampton.
And as stupid as it sounds, he was technically good with the ball at his feet, and he could...
Nowadays, he would be good for us.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you could see from, like, goal kicks and that they were accurate, they were technical, and that's what a lot of the big clubs look for as well, keepers that can... Like...
I never thought he would play for Southampton, and he proved me wrong.
There you go.
I thought he'd go there and just be a backup for years.
Yeah.
So similar to what we got in return, Mr. Tommy Forecast.
Yeah. He keeps coming up, don't he?
Yeah, just one of them names.
Because Gazzaniga, he's still at Spurs, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's just gone on loan to a Spanish club, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it's weird.
Like, my Tottenham fan I speak to at work, he's adamant he'd rather have Gazzaniga over Joe Hart, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
But Joe Hart still gets games, doesn't he, in Europe and in the Cups and...
Very true. Yes, strange.
Nolan Bowe's a good shout because, I mean, we heard about his records in the youth teams, didn't we?
Yeah.
But did the hype only become around because of his name? Because his name fitted into a song? I kind of think that's what it is, because I know when me and Matt spoke to Mark Patterson, he said he's a prospect, but it's too soon to chuck him in. Chuck him in now and it would ruin him.
Yeah.
But he just sort of seemed to be around for a couple of years, didn't he? Around the first team, constantly on the bench. And I think he played once in the league.
Yeah, he didn't... Yeah. I mean, it's similar as well to... I think it would have been around the same time, Liam Nash as well.
Yeah, not a hype, but really, just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and he only played a handful of times, didn't he? And I don't know where he's at now. But...
He's at Hemel Hempstead, I think. He's gone back there. He's been there once before.
There you go.
It's a good shout as well, Liam Nash.
Liam Nash. We've got a few from Mr. Gary George Henry on Facebook, who says Nylon Noseworthy.
Oh, yeah.
Never saw him making it to the top.
I don't know, because at the time we were a championship.
Yeah.
If I remember right, he left the year we got relegated, didn't he?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Similar to, I always thought he'd probably stay in the Championship, but I wasn't sure he'd go Premier League, because again, we were still young.
Yeah, a lot of
them... He seemed to play everywhere for us, didn't he?
Yeah, and that's the thing, when thinking back, a lot of these, when we first started going, like, you know, we had Paul Shaw and Marlon King was one that I could see.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not playing in the Prem like he did, but... You know, he moved on to Forest and you could see...
You thought he would go to a bigger club, even if it's in the same division.
Yeah. But it's hard from that Championship team when we first started going to kind of say yes or no due to basically the position we was in at the time. Because we was probably punching our weight a little bit, weren't we?
Yeah.
From when we started going.
At the time, I didn't really look at it like this, but when you look back, that was an ageing team that needed additions, and the season we went down, all we brought in, I think, was Ian Cox and John Eales.
Yeah, and I think that's what a few of them have said through, like, different...
I think Nicky Southall said it on Twitter, didn't he?
Yeah.
The team just needed refreshing.
When James and Reese were doing their interviews, but was that during lockdown?
Yeah.
It seems like ages ago now. Seems like about two or three years ago,
yeah.
But it was probably only about... Less than a year ago, yeah. When they interviewed a few of them, I think some of them said similar as well. So, yeah, I think you're right there. Gary...
But did you think he was going to go higher or...?
Yes, it's a weird one. I probably wouldn't have said at the time he's good enough for the Prem, but then I would have said he would have stayed in the Championship.
He played a lot of games in the Premier League, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like, you listen to Sunderland fans now, I know when Matt done the preview for, I don't think Sunderland game just gone, the one before that, and they mentioned him. And they said, "What was he the best player?" No, but did he work his arse off and try his balls off? Yeah, he did, and they liked that. And he played a lot of games for someone who'd come from us.
Fair enough. Gary also says Big Mama Sidibe.
Yeah, that is one that jumped in my head because I thought it was a joke when he turned down a contract off from us when we got relegated, and I thought, you ain't going to go nowhere else. What are you on about? But again, on these podcasts we listen to, the amount of people that praise him and say he's worked great and how he's done all the running for everyone else. it's not all about goals, is it? And you kind of, with strikers, it clouds your opinion, doesn't it, with how many goals they score.
Yeah, definitely. I think with us, he only got 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And that was it. And he must have got promoted to the Prem with Stoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was thinking, again, it depends who you're with. And, you know, he was lucky enough to get promoted to the Prem with Stoke, because without being disrespectful to him, you wouldn't have seen a Prem team coming in to sign him.
Because, again, like I say, you go for goals. Like, going back a little while now, do you remember when Scunthorpe had Billy Sharp and Andy Keogh?
Yeah.
Sharp got all the goals, but Keogh's the one that got the first big move out of them because he'd done all the hard work.
Yeah. But, you know, Big Mama was well suited for a Stoke style as well, weren't he?
Yeah. He'd suit us now, to be honest.
Yeah. Gary also said, always thought Kedders would have made it, but didn't. I think that's tongue-in-cheek, that comment.
Yeah, I think he peaked to us, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I just think he came into a league. He was mid-20s, wasn't he, when he came into a league?
Yeah. Next comment from Kev Brook. Always surprised Darius Henderson played in the Premier League.
Yeah, I forget that. He was in with Watford, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's been at a lot of clubs now.
Yeah, I don't even know where he's at now. He probably do.
He was a free agent last time,
though. There you go.
He's been knocking around like League Two conference level, I think.
He was an absolute battering ram as well, though, weren't he?
Yeah, another one who didn't get loads of goals for us. He may well have done if we'd have kept him a bit longer, because he just did a bit of a form, didn't he?
Yeah. I think he was named on a recent podcast that we, under the Kosh one.
Yes,
as well.
He was, because they were on about getting him on, weren't they?
Yeah.
Who was it?
He's got a... Because I think they didn't they say about his off-field stuff?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he's a...
We signed him from Reading, didn't we? And
yeah.
He played a few games, and then he ended up on loan at Swindon, didn't he? And
I can't remember.
He got a 6-6 for them, and we called him back, and he done all right the rest of that season.
I don't know.
And I think the plan was we were going to use him as our main striker in League One, but he went on to... It wasn't to Watford straight away, was it?
Pass.
I don't think it was straight to Watford. It might have been. They weren't Premier League at the time,
no.
I don't think. But yeah, again, like you say, he got to the Premier League with them.
Yeah, him.
And again, he was useful. He got goals.
Yeah, because he was in the same team as Marlon as well.
Yeah.
That played in the Prem with Watford. Nigel Gray says, was always amazed how Butler and Breen, in particular, made it as was probably one of the most awful centre-back pairings we ever had, barring anyone.
I remember Gary Breen.
Yeah.
In fact, it's with Gary Breen.
That was before our time, so
yeah.
We can't really comment too much. Dave Barra says, didn't Jules turn Peter Beardsley away because he wasn't good enough? If that's true, then well.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
No, that's what I said as well. I've definitely heard that before.
Because wasn't there rumour about Chris Smalling as well, that we'd said he wasn't good enough for us when he was at Maidstone? Again, that's one I've heard once or twice. Whether it's true or not, I don't know.
Yeah, possibly. Nina Murray says, didn't Dickie Tiseman play in the First Division, in brackets for you youngsters, the olden day Premiership? The never made it, Jeff Bray, in brackets, yes, I'm biased, he's my cousin. And why has no one mentioned Steve Bruce yet?
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, very, very
good. I didn't realise that he didn't... Steve Bruce, although as a manager, he goes around a lot, don't he? As a player, he didn't really.
No.
He went from us to Norwich to United, I think.
That was it.
Yeah. What's a haircut he had as well.
Yeah, that old picture of him.
Yeah, with curls.
Early perm. Matty Millen says, favourite player to make it, I would have to say Crofts, a very good player who played well. Stimpson was wrong to get rid of him. I'd agree with that.
Yeah, because he went down on loan to Wrexham, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I thought then that was it, he was done. But then, to be fair, he's worked his way back up, didn't he? Norwich, Brighton, Charlton.
Yeah, again, another one that's played in the Prem as well. And again, that same team as... Oh no, I'm thinking of Simeon Jackson now. Played in the Prem with Norwich, didn't he? And that's probably one I'd think of. Would you say... I don't think he was good enough for the Prem, personally. But he
he left us too early, again, because of Stimpson. Because Stimpson come in and... He just wanted to bomb out a lot of a squad, didn't he? Because he wanted to make room to get his non-league boys in.
Who, Jackson?
No, I'm on about Crofts.
Oh, right, yeah, I was going to say, because he signed Jackson, he confused me.
Yeah, Crofts, he's still, I think he's now a coach at Brighton.
Yeah.
I think he's registered in the under-23s, like, if, when they need a player. But...
Okay. He definitely weren't the same player when he come back on loan.
No, that was a shame. It was one of them when it was nice to see him back.
Yeah.
But it just
didn't work, did it?
Do you want to talk about Jackson now then? Because he was one on my list.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, because I thought he'd get, similar to Jarvis, I thought he would end up in the Premier League, but would he make it? I don't know. But again, he was effective. All right, he was used off the bench a lot for Norwich, but he did score goals.
That's probably where he's most effective for Norwich, wasn't he? He would come off the bench and actually grab goals. He
because of his pace, you get him on against like tiring defenders. See, I know when we do these like best 11s and favourites, people go, "Oh, here Cody McDonald, Simeon Jackson." But I just think for me, Jackson shades it because I know you said it before. The amount of times Cody was offside, or Cody would need three or four chances to get one.
Yeah.
If you had, it was 90th minute, and you needed a goal to go up or to stay up. Who do you want running through and go? Cody or Jackson? For me, Jackson.
Yeah, definitely.
So he's a bit more clinical.
I mean, to be fair, it's a slight criticism of Cody, but it's something that he said himself when we spoke to him. Like, he, you know, acknowledged himself that he didn't always score one-on-ones and it sometimes took him a few chances to get going. But Jackson's just gone to Chelmsford City, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has been desperate for a club, hasn't he? He's been looking for a little while now.
Yeah.
Didn't he, was it last season, he cleaned out Jake Essenthaler in League 2?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Quite a high one, wasn't it?
Bad injury, didn't he, Jake? Matty Millen carries on to say, player that didn't make it, and this is another good name, by the way, I would say Jack Payne looked a really good player, solid on the ball and did very well in the midfield. And, yeah, I agree with what he's saying there. He did look quality, I thought, Jack Payne. I'm surprised that he kind of went down the leagues rather than...
Well, he went up, didn't he, with Peterborough in the Championship?
Yeah, initially.
And they rated him. And then, was it the following season he was transferred listed?
Yeah.
Because Peterborough do that, don't they? And like every season, I think at the beginning of the season, they go, right, these are players we're keeping, these are on the transfer list. And he never... I don't know where he went after Peterborough.
I know he was at Ebbsfleet, but I'm not...
Yeah, but surely there had to be somewhere in between there, didn't there?
Yeah, must have been.
It's probably an obvious club that we're missing.
Yeah. But no, I mean, for me, he always looked composed on the ball, protected the back four.
I remember sitting CDM with... I went to Dagenham away on a Tuesday night. I think the year we went up, we won the league. And I sat there and we were talking to Jack Payne's dad and his brother. Really, really nice family. And they were saying after the game how he was just grateful to be a professional footballer.
Yeah.
He wasn't like desperate to leave. He knew he was good, but he wasn't desperate to leave. He was happy doing what he was doing, and he seemed to have a good head on his shoulders. And yeah, it's a shame because I think again he's still playing now, but he's low down.
Is he still at Ebbsfleet?
Yeah, I think he is. There is a pain. There are two pains there, I think.
There is.
Josh Payne as well, is that the other one?
Oh right, okay. I was gonna find it. Oh no, he's at Eastleigh.
Oh, okay.
Latest club, Eastleigh. Previous club, Ebbsfleet.
So. He made his debut. See, I've got a really odd memory. Teletex, right? He was still around when Jack Payne made his debut. And I remember reading like, the match preview on Teletex that day, and it was the day we beat Swindon, I think, 5-0 on the opening day.
Yeah.
And Jack Payne played right back at 16 years old. And I remember reading it on Teletex. I'm sure it was that Swindon game. strange little stat, an odd little memory that I remember.
Just to fill in the blanks for you as well, he went from Peterborough to Leyton Orient.
Orient.
And then Blackpool. I forgot he was at Blackpool for a season.
Oh, yeah.
Then Eversley, then Eastleigh. Right. And the last part of Matt's comment was the player who surprisingly made it, I would go with, is Henderson. Only really showed us what he could do after one season, and I thought him and Byfield would help us back into the Championship, and Henderson left to join Watford and they got promoted to the Prem.
So he's going with Watford after us for Henderson.
Yeah. Shall we have a quick Google?
Yeah, I'm curious. Maybe Championships, so they might have to come in for him.
What, you don't think he went straight to
Watford? No, I feel like there might have been a club in between. I might be wrong.
Okay. Let's have a look. Add some small talk, Boz. No silences.
Yeah, so Jack Payne, yeah, so he played right back that game, generally a centre mid.
I've put Darius, and the bloody tablet's changed it to Radius.
Okay, who's he then? Who's he play for?
He's related to Toby Lerone.
Oh, good to know, good stuff. So yeah, I'll sink late. Yeah, our sink was leaking, wasn't it?
Right, we move on. I can't type. It's too late. Right, we move on to the Twitter comments. And we have got, first of all...
First one, I think, was a Marlon Romeo comment, wasn't it?
I'm going in a slightly different order. Steve Hall, who put David Peach... Southampton and England B, and Steve Bruce, Man United legend and would-be manager.
Yeah, I've heard of David Priest. You get the odd names come up, don't you?
Yeah. Dave Miller, who has said, Nyron Nosworthy, Paolo Gazzaniga in recent times somehow made it to the top, with the greatest respect. He says, Bruce, Cass and Akinbaye had class in my view, and then there is Gary Breen. Anyone who saw him in a Jill shirt will have never, and I mean never, expected him to play in a World Cup.
Yeah, a decent career in the end, Gary. Yeah.
Nicholas Coote, who's put three names, and I think that he's gone with one from each of the topics that we had. Matt Jarvis, who I'm guessing he thinks his favourite player to make to the top. Luke Rooney, as the player predicted to reach the top, didn't make it. And Gary Breen, again, who was a surprise player who reached
the top. Maybe we need to research a bit of Gary Breen.
Yeah. Henry Fenson has put Luke Freeman.
Oh, yeah. See, you were there for his debut, weren't you?
I was there for his debut, yeah. 15 years old, Barnet away at Underhill.
Still having a decent career now. And he's been in the Premier League, he's now a Championship again, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'd say Championship is probably his level, isn't it?
He was too good for League One, but probably nowhere near good enough for the Premier League, I don't think.
Henry also says Marlon King and Ryan Bertrand.
We never saw Bertrand, did we?
Yeah, he left at, 16 or something like that, didn't he? So
we've done very well out of that transfer, haven't we?
David Kenny said Tony Cascarino made it to the top.
See, all what I've heard and seen of Cascarino, I wouldn't see it as a surprise that he made it.
Yeah. Sam, who is at one team in Kent, said, I thought when Jake Hessenthaler first got into the team, he would go on to play higher, but not the case.
Yeah, I think we all just got carried away with the name, and then people just compared him, didn't they? And it was harsh on him, and I think Hess said it at the time when he left, didn't he? So he's good for him just get away from two of them.
I mean, I still think he's a capable League One player.
They still rave about him in League Two, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, I personally think he's a good League One player. That's where he played the majority of games for us, and he didn't look out of place, but he's a different player to his dad. His dad was a box-to-box midfielder, like terrier type.
Yeah.
Whereas Jake was more probably, I'd say it's a generational thing as well. Like the majority of midfielders were probably more like Hess during that time, whereas now a lot more like Jake, you know, and that's the way that the game's gone as well, and blind tackle.
Yeah, maybe not so much the aggressive side, but he still had the energy to get up and down.
Yeah, and that's the thing, he had a good engine on him as well, didn't he? And for me, I thought he was technically good as well, but...
It was a surprise when he left, wasn't it? Because it hadn't been announced that he was out of contract.
Yeah. Sam also mentions Darren Oldacre's fall to non-league has surprised me.
That's a good shout. Because yeah. I thought he'd go higher, but you know, you just wonder if people have got in his ear, don't you, when he was playing well for us.
Yeah.
Scored that brilliant goal in that Slough game that we went to.
Oh, yeah.
We were awful that day, but a really good goal.
Rob Fields says, favourite players that went to the top, Matt Jarvis and Marlon King. Players that didn't, he's said, thought Jason Brown would cement Wales' number one spot. And Luke Rooney's career unexpectedly nosedived.
Yeah, Jason Brown, I think if he'd have been a regular for Blackburn, because I think he only had one season as a regular, but he's behind Brad Friedel, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he only played what?
He didn't miss many games, did he, Brad Friedel?
Right, exactly. And then other than us, he didn't really play regular anywhere, did he? I think he went to Scotland.
No, he had a lot of loan spells, didn't he?
Didn't he go to somewhere like Aberdeen? But
yeah, I think when he spoke to Matt, he had a lot of loan spells. He just never really settled, did he?
Yeah. And then Rob had surprise players, Darius Henson and Mama Sidibe playing Premier League was unexpected, which, yeah, I think we both touched upon on the face of it. It probably was. Luke Naylor was the one that said surprise players has to include Marlon. Romeo got released, although looked promising and now playing week in, week out in the Championship. And then the last one is Sam Kennett, who put King and Jarvis on reaching the highest level. I'm guessing that's Marlon King and Jarvis on reaching the highest level. And then put, had injuries not got in his way, I thought Simon King could have gone at least Championship.
Yeah, I said that to you just before we started this.
Which, yeah, I think, again, Simon King and that injury basically effectively ended his career, really, yeah, didn't it?
He tried. He went after us and he went somewhere else.
Yeah.
Was it Cambridge?
Can't remember where it might have been.
But yeah, I mean, he kept trying to get back, didn't he? But he was never the same player.
Yeah, which is a shame because he was so key for us during that.
And probably, and anyone who watches Matt's videos, his interviews, probably one of his best interviews is the Simon King one.
Mm. Yeah, he was very well prepared for it, wasn't he, as well, and seemed to enjoy it. Yeah, so that's it from all the comments. Bodge, you got any more names that you want to chuck in that you can think of?
I was going to chuck Simon King in, but yeah, you beat me to it.
Right, so anything else we need to cover, or is that all items ticked off for tonight?
Well, I think we're done.
Right, well, cheers for listening, Jules fans. Please do the usual in retweeting the pod when we put the tweet out, and hope you enjoy listening. Boz, enjoy your pancakes in a few days' time, and enjoy your day in bed.
My sleeping Valentine's,
and until next time,
up the Jules.